Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Columbus farmer Phil Davey from planting to harvest. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, harvest is just hours away.
Last couple days, I've been out just by myself, calibrating my yield monitor and just making sure everything is working correctly. So when my crew gets here, like for today, if there's any problems, I should find them before they get here. And when they get here, we can just go full bore.
If only. The overnight drizzle and high morning humidity means Phil's got to wait just a little bit longer.
If you have moisture in the air in the morning, or dew, it makes the wheat plant tough. When it goes through the combine, it doesn't flow through there. It's raggy is kind of a word. It doesn't thresh.
It's been a wetter than average year for southern Montana, good and bad for farmers. First, they had to wait and wait to get out into their muddy fields this spring. But once they did and the crops got planted, they were showered with regular, life-giving rain. Now it's harvest time. They're ready for it to dry up. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, we won't probably be getting too many early starts this year. Just the humidity this year has been kind of crazy. There haven't been too many mornings where there hasn't been dew. And we're talking August now, and my windshield looked like it had rained on it.
Phil's weekend crew is all lined up. He'll rotate with his mom, sister, and two local guys. Phil's mother, Maureen, is retiring from the Stillwater County Commission at the end of this year. She's shaping up to be Phil's number one farmhand.
She kind of started helping me a little bit when everything kind of got bunched up time frame wise. So I asked her if she'd help me. And so she ran tractors this spring, kind of for the first time in my memory. Had a couple little hiccups, but she did pretty good.
That's the case in part because of how sophisticated Phil's machinery is. It's the nature of farming in 2018.
You sit there and you monitor your machine is more or less what I'm doing now. I'll start with my combine. It has auto steer. It has header height sensing. Before header height sensing, you would have to adjust your header up and down and do it manually. Now it actually has sensors that does it for you, and it does a really good job of it. And in the tractors, like for the grain cart, we'll actually set up our auto steer for it too. So when you pull up to dump the combine onto the grain cart, when you're moving through the field still cutting wheat, the person in the grain cart will hit the auto steer button and they'll be perfectly in line with me. So they can keep track of matching the speed of the combine and not having to worry about driving.
It's like cruise control. The cost of the equipment and fuel is mind-boggling. It's hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yet the high-tech equipment covers so many acres so smoothly, it virtually pays for itself. In the past, a guy like Phil could never do what he does without hiring on a fully trained crew, let alone rely on his mother, who, now in her 60s, has never actively farmed.
I guess everything is new to her from start even driving a tractor, but actually the newer technology makes it doable for her because, you know, with the auto steer, that kind of stuff, she can be as good of an operator as I can. It's not like you're bringing somebody out to run a worn out piece of equipment. You're bringing somebody out to run as nice of equipment as you can have.
Although harvest officially begins today, Phil couldn't help cutting a few dozen acres of his thick winter wheat, hauling it into Billings to get a read on the crop.
Wheat weighs 60 pounds a bushel, and ours was above 62, so that's awesome. Normal protein on winter wheat is 11.5% or 12%, and this was over 13%. More than likely, if we can, knock on wood, get this crop into the bin, it'll probably be a record for our farm.
Next week, Phil's stellar crop brings earthly problems. Where's he going to put it all?
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.